Hi, this is Andrew.
And this is Kathleen.
We're experimenting with some different opening music today.
If you could only see this.
Yeah, the dance moves we're doing right now kind of really go into it well.
No, not us. Oh, this is too funny.
I hope nobody speaks Hindi or can understand what they're saying, because I have no idea what it is.
I doubt anybody from there is even going to be listening to this.
You never know, there might be some people who speak some Hindi listening.
Well, yeah. I don't know anyone.
Okay, I know a few.
Well, yeah, that's true, you do.
Okay, so, this is our third podcast. I think I mentioned that last time.
Yay!
Reminds me of one of our favorite movies.
Yeah.
Bride.
And Prejudice.
Bride and Prejudice. Not Pride and Prejudice, but Bride and Prejudice. It's
very
like
good
movie. An American Bollywood take on Pride and Prejudice. I would recommend it to you.
Definitely.
Very, very interesting. Kind of funny. And
if I could dance like that, that'd be cool.
I can, but I just don't
want
to.
No, you can't.
Right, so maybe we'll have a Bollywood video special sometime where we go ahead and we do the Bollywood dancing.
I'd be laughing so hard I'd be having an asthma attack.
Well, it happens. So you took a walk today.
I did.
Around the block?
I did, one block.
Neighborhood, and no bears came out and attacked you or anything?
You know, I never even thought about that, but actually the neighbor drove by to get into their driveway and they scared me. I didn't hear them coming. Well, I had my headphones in.
So, but no bears. You know how to walk on the right side of the road?
I think I did that right.
What side you walk on?
The opposite side of our mailbox.
That doesn't help me.
The opposite side of our driveway.
So the cars are coming. You see the cars as they're driving towards you. The opposite side you would drive on.
No.
Yes, the opposite side of the driveway is the opposite side you drive on.
Yeah.
In our case, that doesn't really help people.
Yeah, but
we, if we were trying to provide a public service message.
You have to go with
the
car, right?
Against the car. You don't walk the same way you drive.
Against?
You walk the way so that the car's coming at you, you see them, they're on your side.
I'm confused.
You did it right, it's okay.
I don't know if I did. If I didn't,
we are not responsible if you get in an accident because you take our advice on how you should walk on the road. If you're riding a bicycle, you go the same way as a car.
I was trying to remember, so then I probably did it wrong.
But you only saw one car.
No, I didn't see him. He came from behind me.
But there was only one car, so you were safe regardless.
See, if I was on the other side, he would have hit me. Which, by the way, there was an idiot today.
I don't think we're rated to have words like that in this podcast.
Nothing wrong with that word. Okay. He tried to go around me because
while you were
I was
walking?
No, when I was driving.
Okay.
I was slowing down because I needed to make a turn, and I put my signal on.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he saw the signal, he decided to go back behind me. I'm thinking, you're a jerk.
Ooh, we're just bringing the language up a little more.
It's not that
this
bad.
This reminds me of a great story, though.
What?
You know what it is?
No.
This girl I used to date.
What?
You. Okay, and your New York City driving habits, you know what this is going to be yet?
No.
And we get down to New York City, and you'd be driving around, you and your dad, and cutting people off and screaming and yelling at him.
I didn't do that. Maybe
and
my
honking
dad.
Honking at him. And the entire back of this car was filled with bumper stickers. That were like, Jesus loves you. Jesus is my co-pilot.
I didn't
God.
Have that many stickers.
Radically saved Carmen. There was like
okay. There might have been that one.
There was like 20 stickers in the back. Of it.
I don't know
I
about
was
that.
Like, I always felt bad about cutting people off when I had those stickers. That's why I never put like a fish or Christian stickers on my car because I want to be able to cut people off and not ruin my testimony.
I did not cut anybody off. I
you
would
guys,
not do
you
that
would so much often.
No.
And the honk when the light turns red, you honk to drive through the red light.
Oh no!
And how? What do you do when the sirens go off and the police are coming in and the fire trucks and stuff down there?
You pull over to the side.
No, you didn't. You guys said like they're probably going to get donuts. That's what you told me. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's an emergency. Somebody could die. We
well,
gotta pull over.
You would come
You're like,
over
you can't trust
side.
Any of these New York City police.
Well, yeah. Well,
I have trained you to pull over to the side. I would say, and your dad would probably agree with this because he's going to listen to this, is that he may not necessarily be for pulling to the side when the cops come around with their sirens all the time.
Okay, in my defense, half of those times, they were going into Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, so now we've offended the police, we've offended Bollywood, we've offended the drivers in Schoharie County area.
I don't think Schoharie County is going to care.
We got to go to the hospital last week.
That was only like 3 days ago.
It was last week.
It was Friday.
Peter got some stitches on his eyes. He's all okay, unfortunately.
He's been such a nice boy since then.
I know, a good whack to the head. And
I know. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
See, maybe it'll last. He's a sweet boy, though.
He is very sweet. And he let me hold his hand.
when they were sticking it with the needle, you're hoping that when they go Wednesday, they're going to have to stick it with a needle again.
Well, I would imagine.
I have no idea. We didn't count the stitches, though.
There's at least four.
We could go upstairs and rip the Band-Aid off and try to count them.
No, we agreed. We're not taking that off until the doctor's.
All right, we'll see what happens with it. They're probably going to like have to put it all back in because you didn't take it off.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Oh, please.
So that's kind of the eventful week here in the Smith household.
Yeah, except for the fact that I'm getting muscle spasms in my leg now, I think, from the walk-in that I did.
Bananas.
I don't like bananas.
It's potassium. It makes the muscle spasms go away.
They make another me nauseous. Another
tip for people. I think it's potassium.
I know there's potassium in it, but the banana like makes me nauseous.
But it makes a muscle spasm. You got the pukes, but no more muscle spasms.
I'd rather have the muscle spasm.
Than the pukes?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any tech tips this week, I don't think.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm excited. I've been working with, okay, if you ask, you push me for
well,
it.
Well, Mike Miller, you know, I figured for him.
He's our one pseudo fan. there's a couple others, too.
I've been
working with PhoneGap and with Cordova from Apache, which is a great way to make quick apps, and working on this quiz app so I can ask all sorts of interesting quiz questions at some point.
I did my blog today.
Yeah, I saw that. It was about how your kids, precious moments with your kids that come. Sometimes they come.
Sometimes I'm hoping people liked
not
it.
Not so much. So, KathleenSmith.org?
Yeah.
For that, /WP?
Yeah.
And I'm andsmi.com.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had at least 12 new followers on Twitter, and I don't know where these people are coming from.
The cyberspace.
No, you know what cloud. I mean. I don't know how they're finding me on Twitter or maybe
it's our amazing podcast.
Well, I'm kind of hoping it is part of that.
You never know. All right, so everybody, have a good night. Let's see what final dance move we're gonna lead out with.
Like they're gonna be able to see it.
Well, yeah, they could just pretend that we're doing the Bollywood dancing.
I could pretend.
Let's see, here we go. So you ready? You ready? Get your breath. Oh yeah. Have a great night.
Good night.